The US President Joe Biden is due to arrive in Belfast tonight. A major security operation is in place for the visit, which the White House says is to mark the tremendous progress since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement 25 years ago. Later tomorrow, he will travel on to Dublin. Yesterday, police officers in Derry came under attack during a march by dissident Republicans. For more, we can talk to Alison Morris, columnist and crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. Alison, can we start in Derry? I know in advance police had warned that they were expecting trouble. What happened yesterday?
Yeah, well, the annual Surrey March, which is the group that's widely considered to be the political wing of the new IRA, the Armed Dissident Republican group, who attempted to murder a police officer earlier this year. They hold a parade each Easter Monday. Last year there was trouble after the parade, and this year was no different. So young people clashed with police, there were petrol bombs thrown. Those involved in the disturbance were very young, some of them as young as 11 and 12 years of age, probably the oldest, but only been in their late teens or early 20s. They clashed with police, and then police actually had to pull out of the area at one stage. But there was no sort of official, I suppose, I would say, attack on police that police had been expecting. So at the policing board meeting on Thursday, the Assistant Chief Constable, Bobby Singleton, at that stage said that they had community intelligence that those young people would be used to lure police in, and then the new IRA were planning to launch an attack on police. That didn't happen, and that's probably just because of that intelligence and the fact that police publicised that ahead of time.
How much support do the dissidents actually have in the area?
They have very little support across Northern Ireland, but they do have pockets of support in certain areas. So that would have been, I suppose, their stronghold would have been places like North and West Belfast, parts of County Armagh, and then, of course, Derry. And that has dwindled over the years, and they're now really, I suppose, the Craigan area of Derry is probably their last really support base. About 300, 400 people showed up at the parade yesterday. A lot of those people are probably just out to look, you know, young people that are just to observe. But, I mean, their support base would be in probably the couple, you know, maybe 200 or 300 at the very moment.
Joe Biden is due to arrive tonight, so I suppose Belfast will be back into the realm of men and women talking into their sleeves and looking down manholes and the like. Who's he due to meet?
So Biden's visit to Northern Ireland was cut quite short, and maybe that is because of the security threat. He was meant to engage in a number of different events, but now what we do know is the new University of Ulster campus, which has just been recently opened to students, he's going to attend there, and he will meet the five party leaders ahead of his address at the opening of the campus. So we know that the five party leaders have been invited to that. Also, other members of Sinn Féin, such as the Speaker of the House, Alec Masker, has also been invited to that, and that they have been told that they will get an address, they'll get a meeting with President Biden ahead of that. Whether that happens individually as individual parties, or whether or not they just get like a joint address with Biden, I don't think those details have been ironed out yet. But there will be a private meeting with politicians, and then there'd be a public address where he's expected to speak about the Good Friday Agreement, and what that managed to bring, obviously, the peace for Northern Ireland, and to hope that by the US arriving in Belfast for this very important anniversary, that it sort of emphasises their commitment to the peace and prosperity of Northern Ireland.
So there will be then, by the sounds of things, at least some brief discussions with Joe Biden.
Yes, there definitely is, and I spoke to most of the parties yesterday, and they've all said that they've been told that they will get some kind of audience with the President ahead of his speech at the University of Ulster. I don't think that they know whether how long that's going to be, or whether that's going to be individual meetings, but they are all going to meet with the President ahead of that, and I'm sure at that meeting they'll be emphasising the importance of the peace process and of keeping that going for the good of all the people of Northern Ireland.
We know how at key stages in the past, I mean, America was centrally involved in the peace process, going back, say, to the 1995 visit of Bill Clinton to the North, when he met Gerry Adams, I think, at that time, briefly on the Falls Road. And there was a sense that America was really involved in this. At this stage, how involved is the White House in what's happening?
Well, it's interesting because Hillary and Bill Clinton are coming to Belfast next week as well. So, you know, you don't get one president, but you get two in a row. But President Biden is obviously very proud of his Irish roots, and he makes a point of being very proud of his Irish roots. But interestingly, his visit, the majority of that will be spent across the border. His visit to Belfast is very brief. He's arriving, as you said, today, but there'll not be any official engagements. And then tomorrow his address to the University of Ulster. But the fact is, I suppose, that Ireland has always been a friend of America's always been a friend of the peace process. We know that. And Bill Clinton, and not just Bill Clinton, but obviously he sent his envoys, people like Martha Pope and George Mitchell, who played a major role in those negotiations. And without them, arguably, they wouldn't have got the Good Friday Agreement over the line at that particular time. You know, a presidential visit, no matter how cynical you are, it does bring a bit of razzmatazz to town, let's face it. And people tend to get caught up in it. But I think the Biden visit at this time, we knew that during his time as president, he was going to visit Ireland. He's been very vocal about how proud he is of his Irish roots. But to come on the 25th anniversary, I think, is setting a sign, you know, that America is still there, is still an ally in this ongoing peace process.
And will he have much of an entourage with him, do you know? I mean, will there be other people there to do the talking as well?
The security operation is absolutely huge, and that's been ongoing. You know, there has been American accents hanging around Belfast for quite some time now. His armoured vehicles arrived last week. Those vehicles, which we're told can withstand missile attacks and all sorts of other things. So he does come with a massive entourage, but mainly a lot of that is to do with his security situation. And he will bring envoys with him to underpin the fact that he is committed, I suppose, to strengthen those American, US, Irish roots, but also on this anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. We have no devolved assembly, which was a major part of the agreement. You know, it's one of the things that underpinned the agreement was that there would be devolved institutions in power sharing. That at the minute, we haven't had power sharing for over a year. So I expect that he will mention that and mention how important it is to try and get back to work and for those politicians to get back up to Stormont.
Alison Morris of the Belfast Telegraph, thanks a million for being with us this morning. The time is 7:25.